Aneham Shri Guru Shri Tathparikamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavams Chashi Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Purjana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishnakam Tamscha. Narayan Pandit Prabhu, I'll speak about him today, as he's in a difficult situation. We're all in a difficult situation within the material world. We often appreciate devotees more, either when they've passed away or they get into some difficult situation or when they leave us. So there was quite a steady flow of criticism of him when he was here. But I always, when it came to me, I always supported him and said, well, see what service he's doing. He's personally completely dedicated to being Krishna conscious and fulfilling Prabhupada's desire of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And he was, you know, pretty strict, but he got the job done. What's better, to be like super nice and nothing gets done, or lenient, or just disciplined and do service? Of course, if we can have both things, that's good, but everyone can't be everything to everyone. So he was doing a yeoman service, as it said in Old English, very good service. And as I announced the other day, when he arrived back in Croatia, he was arrested for crimes he had committed before taking to Krishna consciousness. He was a drug dealer, which is not good at all. But actually, the Croatian authorities, they made a crime by arresting him, although they don't know that. According to the law of Bhagavan, that one who takes to devotional service, whatever their past may be, we should not see the past of a Vaishnava. If we think that, well, these Vaishnavas, sometimes we hear devotees that, oh, they've coming from a very good background, and well, all right, but it doesn't really matter very much what we did before we came to Krishna consciousness. What matters is what we do after that. Whether if we're very pious and we take to Krishna consciousness, it doesn't make us intrinsically better than someone who is impious. And actually, even the pious people, we're all criminals in this material world. Everyone's a criminal. It's just that some are apparently better behaved than others. So we also know from Shastra there are many criminals and people of wretched background who became great devotees. Valmiki, the author of the Ramayana, there are so many examples. Ajamil is well known. Mrigari, the hunter. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what to speak of all the fallen low people that Srila Prabhupada picked up, and almost literally picked up in the Western world. Many of them, when I say almost literally, it means that many were intoxicated a lot of the time. Prabhupada took them from that position to engage them in pure devotional service. So anyway, he's arrested, and we don't have any more news than that, except devotees have tried to get permission to visit him. They have to wait for 1 month, and then they can see him for 1 hour. So we don't know what the situation is much more.
It's a very difficult situation, and we may wonder why Krishna puts his devotees in such difficult situations. Well, one reason given by our acharyas is that if devotees were not put in difficult situations and everything became nice for them, then everyone would take to devotional service not out of love for Krishna, but because just they want relief from material distress. It wouldn't really be devotional service at all. Also, the qualities of a Vaishnava, they are demonstrated more in difficulty. We find in the Bhagavatam, we find the stories in the Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, we find even the Ramayana, the story doesn't really get going until Ram gets banished. And then on top of that, there's Sita's being kidnapped. So we find Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj. We don't hear very much about what Ambarish Maharaj. We find in summary what he was doing before Durvasa Muni tested him, and that was pure devotional service. Savai Manah Krishna Pada Aravindaya, there's three verses which describe his devotional service. But it's how he accepted difficulty and demonstrated the character of a pure devotee. Prahlad Maharaj, he says that you have sent me to this world to exhibit the character of a pure devotee. So that's one of the qualities of a devotee, to show others also how to behave in difficulty. So when we're put in difficulty, we can remember the great devotees, and we tend to find our difficulties overwhelming, but whatever our difficulties are, we can always remember that our difficulties will never be as great as those as Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur. Srila Prabhupada went through so many difficulties to establish this movement. And Krishna must have some plan. It's a test for him, for Narayan Pandit Prabhu, no doubt. It's a horrible situation to be. It's maybe even, in one sense, it's better for devotees, in another sense, worse. Better in as much as Narayana Parasarave Nakutasyana Bhibhyati Swargapavaga Narakeshvapitulyartha Darshinaha. A pure devotee, and as much as one has developed pure devotion, sees all situations as the same. He doesn't think heaven is better than hell, or being liberated is. He just wants to see that where's the opportunity to serve Krishna. So in one sense, a devotee, because he knows this whole material world is just a big prison anyway, and because he's developed tolerance, and because he's not trying to take pleasure in this material world, is tolerant of any situation. But the actual difficulty, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, what is the worst or the greatest suffering in this world? And Ramananda Rai replied that, I don't see any suffering except separation from devotees. So that's, for a devotee, being in prison is different. It's a different kind of suffering. They're cut off from devotees, you don't get prasadam. You have all these people around you who are not talking about Krishna. But then it can also be an opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness. So, we'll see what happens, what Krishna's plan is. It's unfortunate we can say that Narayan Pandit Prabhu was dedicated to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, and for some time, in some way, that will be stopped. So these are the kind of obstacles that face the Sankirtan movement. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, when he was present in Navadvip, the Well, it was actually the Muslims were stopping the Sankirtan, but they were being encouraged to do so by the many local Hindus who didn't like the Kirtan. So even in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were the devotees, they stopped doing Kirtan, some of them, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Go on, do it. Don't be afraid of the Kazi." So the material world means there are always tests and difficulties. And again, if it was so easy to spread Krishna consciousness, then what would be the meaning of preaching or serving the Sankirtan mission? Anyway, it certainly gives us the chance to remember Narayan Pandit Prabhu more, to remember his qualities and to pray to Krishna to protect him in all respects, and that he may be released as soon as possible from this situation. If the authorities there have any sense at all, even from the secular point of view, they should see that he's a reformed person. He's not a criminal anymore. And such persons, they should be active in society. They should be allowed to operate in society for the benefit of the broader society. All right, Hare Krishna. As I say, I'll just give a short talk every day. Does anyone have any question about this? You're asking if he's getting prasadam. Well, if you'd listened more carefully, you would have heard that I said we don't have any more news, that devotees can't contact him for another month. So it appears that he's not getting prasadam. Not offered to the deities anyway. He may be making some arrangement there, I don't know. It'll be difficult, no doubt. In England or America, where there's more consciousness of what they call human rights and there's more consciousness of vegetarianism, it's probably easier to arrange a vegetarian diet. Actually, they should make all the prisons all over the world vegetarian, because meat's expensive, right? Why should they give expensive food? Will he have his clothing and books? I don't know. It's difficult to say. You can't tell. A lot may depend on the authority. Clothing, I think you have to wear standard prison clothing. I really can't say. I don't know what the rule is there, or how the individuals will enforce it. We don't know. There's no use to ask me. Don't know. After a month or so, we'll get some news. We hope. In the meantime, you can remember him when you're going out and distributing books. Hare Krishna. Narayan Pandit Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.